我们每一个人的生活里头啊，或多或少都有过去一些很美好的回忆。
More or less in our own lives, we have some wonderful memories.
偶尔来回忆一下过去的这些美好的事情啊，让我们觉得啊非常的安慰啊，或者非常的甜蜜。
And we are greatly comforted when we think back to all these wonderful memories.
啊，但是我们人也必须要回到现在。
But we must also return to today.
我们要面对着现实。
And we must face reality.
我们人不可能啊，只活在过去的记忆里头。
We cannot live in past memories.
主耶稣的门徒曾经跟主耶稣啊，有过一段非常美好的时光。
And the disciples of Jesus spent a wonderful period of time with him.
很多的时候，所谓美好跟物质不一定会有绝对的关系。
And sometimes there is not a direct relationship between something that is wonderful and earthly possessions.
主耶稣他说他没有这个啊，天上的鸟有窝啊，他没有住的地方。他没有这个放枕头的地方。
Jesus said that even the birds in the sky have a home and a nest, but he did not have a place to rest his head.
所以物质上，主耶稣还有跟着主耶稣的这些门徒，他们并没有物质上并没有过着很好的生活。
And so, from a material perspective, Jesus and his disciples did not have a very abundant life.
但是门徒跟主耶稣那三年多里头。可以说是他们人生里头最丰富最充实的一段时间。
But the 3 years that the disciples spent with Jesus were the greatest and fullest years in their lives.
如果要回忆的话，相信他们总是有说不完的这些美好的回忆。
And I believe if they were to think back, they would be filled with wonderful memories.
所以在约翰福音的结束的地方，约翰有说到，如果要将主耶稣所有的事情都写下来，他说这是不可能的。
So at the conclusion of John mentioned that it was impossible for him to write down everything that happened.
但是他们还是一样的，必须要面对着现在，面对着现实。
But they still had to face reality.
他们面对着主耶稣被钉十字架的事实。
And they had to face the truth that Jesus was crucified on the cross.
今天下午我们所用的题目是基督的复活像什么。
So the topic for this afternoon is the risen Christ, what is he like?
这个主耶稣的复活是一件对众人都是很重要的事情。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is very important for all of us.
如果主耶稣没有复活，那么我们早上我们所办的圣餐，我们所领受的圣餐，就没有它真正的意义跟价值在里头。
If Jesus did not resurrect, then there would be no meaning to the Holy Communion that we took this morning.
那主耶稣复活了。对当时的门徒他们所应该看到的是什么？
And so what were the disciples supposed to see through the resurrection of Jesus Christ?
这也是今天我们对复活的主耶稣我们所应该看到的。
And this is what we should see in the risen Lord today.
主耶稣的复活这是一件重要伟大的事情。
And the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a great thing.
那也是一个得胜的日子。
And it is a day of victory.
我们请参考一下约翰一书第三章。
Let us turn to 1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章第五节。
1 John chapter 3 verse 5.
第五节，你们知道主曾显现是要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪。
Verse 5, but you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins, and in him is no sin.
这个主耶稣 的受死、复活，啊，能够除掉人的罪。
Through the death of Jesus Christ and His resurrection, this enables our sins to be taken away.
啊，这个罪像一个力量，啊，罪其实就是一个力量，把人抓住了。
And this is the sin is a force that binds men.
啊，主耶稣他胜过了这个罪的力量。
And Jesus Christ, he overcame this force of sin.
啊，那这个罪的力量跟魔鬼有关系。
And this power of sin is related to the devil.
我们请再看约翰一书三章的第八节。
Let us look at 1 John chapter 3 verse 8.
犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
Verse 8, He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work.
啊，这里说主耶稣借着十字架的死，他来除灭了魔鬼的作为。
And here it says that through the cross, Jesus Christ was able to destroy the devil's work.
啊，因为主耶稣的复活得胜，啊，所以今天我们能够不再受罪跟死的捆绑。
Because of the victory through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we are no longer bound by the sin.
啊，我们请再参考希伯来书第二章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14.
十四节。儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
Verse 14, Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil.
那我们怎么知道说，啊，这个主耶稣已经败坏那个掌死权的魔鬼？
And how do you know that Jesus Christ had destroyed the power of death, which is the devil?
啊，因为主耶稣他复活了。
Because Jesus resurrected.
啊，所以主耶稣的复活是一个伟大的日子，因为那是一个得胜的日子。
So the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a great day because it is a day of victory.
但是一开始门徒对这件事情，他们是觉得非常的惊讶的。
But at first, the disciples were very surprised by this occurrence.
啊，当我们对一件事情觉得很惊讶的时候，这里头就包括着一个问号，怀疑。
And so often when we are surprised by an event, this comes along with some doubts and some questions.
啊，这些门徒真的他们找不到主耶稣的尸体了。
The disciples, they can no longer find the body of Jesus.
哦，他们觉得很惊讶，明明是有兵丁看守着那个坟墓，怎么耶稣的尸体不见了？
So they were very surprised that the body of Jesus Christ had disappeared since there were soldiers outside the tomb.
他们应该去联想到耶稣的复活。
And they should have thought about the resurrection of Jesus.
但是他们对耶稣的复活呢，却有很大的怀疑。
But they had great doubt about his resurrection.
但是呢，这个主耶稣的仇敌啊，他们是相信耶稣的复活的。
However, the enemies of Jesus Christ, they believed in his resurrection.
哦，这常常是一个很奇怪的一件事情。
And this is a very strange thing.
哦，门徒应该相信主耶稣，但是他们却怀疑。
The disciples should have believed in Jesus, and yet they doubted.
哦，这也常常会是我们的软弱。
And this is often our weakness.
那主耶稣的复活，他到底像什么呢？
So what is the resurrection of Jesus Christ like?
在主耶稣刚复活的时候，门徒他们在一起，他们到底在谈论什么？
So what did the disciples discuss when Jesus first resurrected?
他们对耶稣的复活是怀疑的。
They doubted the resurrection of Jesus.
所以他们所谈论的就是过去他们所看见、他们所知道的一些事情。
So what they discussed was what they had seen in the past.
啊，他们回想，这主耶稣是出生在这个出生降生的时候是被放在马槽里头。
They thought about the birth of Jesus Christ in a manger.
啊，他们 在回忆着跟主耶稣的那三年多的时间，主耶稣是多么有爱心的一个人，他常常怜悯这些可怜的人。
And I thought about the love and mercy of Jesus that they had seen during the 3 years with him.
他们所谈论的是主耶稣活着的时候是一个这么伟大、这么容易亲近的人。
And they talked about the Almighty Jesus that they knew that was very approachable.
他让有罪的人，他让身上长大麻风的人来到他这里。
And he let the people who were sinners and people who had leprosy come to him.
或许他们也特别提起说，还有一次啊，主耶稣还伸手摸那个麻风病患。
And they may have talked about the time when Jesus touched with his own bare hands a leprous person.
他们也想到主耶稣曾经为耶路撒冷，为这些住在耶路撒冷的人来觉得哀伤。
And they thought back about the time when Jesus was sad over the people of Jerusalem.
他们想到主耶稣的心真的是会充满着这种爱跟怜悯。
And they thought about the heart of Jesus which was full of love and mercy.
或者离他们更近的，他们想到主耶稣在被比拉多审判的时候，他都没有出声音。
Maybe they thought to an event that was even closer in time when Jesus did not even talk when he was trialed by Pilate.
甚至他们有人是跟着主耶稣跟到十字架底下。
And some people followed Jesus to the cross.
他们也清楚的知这个记得说，这个主耶稣在十字架上，他还在关心这个玛利亚。
And they remember that when Jesus was on the cross, he still took care of Mary.
所以他对那个所爱的门徒说，看你的母亲。
And so he said to his disciple, look at your mother.
对玛利亚说，看你的儿子。
And he said to Mary, look at your son.
在十字架上，他还挂念关心着玛利亚，将玛利亚来交代给他所爱的门徒。
And so on the cross, he still thought of Mary, and he entrusted Mary to the care of his disciple.
但是这一切都是已经过去的事情。
But all of these were in the past.
那现在的主耶稣，他怎么了？
And so what is the Jesus Christ like today?
那我们来从主耶稣复活之后，他跟门徒的一段对话里头，我们来看看复活的主耶稣他像什么。
So through the dialogue of Jesus Christ after he resurrected, let us study what Jesus Christ is like today.
第一个，复活的主耶稣是一个跟人同行的基督。
First of all, the risen Christ is a Christ that walks with men.
请看路加福音二十四章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 24.
Luke chapter 24, verse 15.
Luke chapter 24, verse 15.
十五节正谈论相问的正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行。
Verse 15, as they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them.
这里说主耶稣复活的主耶稣，他跟两个门徒同行。
Here it says that the risen Jesus Christ walked along with two of the disciples.
本来只有这两个人走在路上。
Before, it was just these two disciples walking on the road.
主耶稣他亲自，他主动的靠近他们，跟他们走在一起。
But Jesus himself, he approached them and he walked with them.
这两个门徒他们正离开耶路撒冷。
And these two disciples were leaving Jerusalem.
他们是悲伤、沮丧的、灰心的，来走在回家的路上。
And they were very downcast as they walked on the road home.
通常回家是一件让人觉得愉快、欢喜的事情。
Many times when you return home, you are filled with joy.
但是现在，因为他们心中有怀疑，所以呢，他们是带着忧愁的脸来往回家的路上。
But because their hearts were filled with doubt, their faces were downcast as they returned home.
虽然他们心中有一些过去美好的回忆，
even though they had some wonderful memories in the past,
但是面对着现在，他们却有忧愁甚至害怕。
But when they were to face today, they were very afraid.
哦，所以过去的事情，它好像它是真的发生过，是真实的。
And the things that happened in the past, they were real and they truly did happen.
但是对现在来讲，它又是那么的不真实。
But to them at that moment, it did not seem real.
哦，所以这些门徒他们忧。他们忧伤而且害怕。
So the disciples were very sorrowful and they were afraid.
因为他们还不明白这复活的基督是像什么。
Because they did not know and understand what the resurrected Christ was like.
我已经提到耶稣的复活是一个得胜的日子。
As I mentioned before, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a victorious day.
当我们看到得胜的日子的时候，应该是那种场面是欢呼的。
And we should be filled with joy when we think of a day of victory.
球队得胜了，哇，欢呼。
When a sports team wins, you're very happy.
但是门徒他们退缩。
But the disciples, they withdrew.
他们从没有留在耶路撒冷，他们是要回家去。
They no longer stayed in Jerusalem, but they went on their way home.
既然是得胜，那应该是很荣耀的。
And if they were victorious, then they should be filled with glory.
但是这门徒他们却是颤抖的，是害怕的。
But the disciples were afraid.
他们应该包括着。害怕着说，人们认为他们跟耶稣有关系。
And in their fear, they were afraid that people would connect them to Jesus Christ.
他们看着耶稣被抓、被钉十字架。
When they saw that Jesus was captured and nailed on the cross.
跟耶稣有关的人，或许也要遇到这样的下场。
The people who are connected to Jesus may also have the same outcome.
所以，耶稣已经复活了，但是门徒他们并没有觉得是光荣的。他们反而是害怕的。
So even though Jesus Christ had already resurrected, the disciples did not see this as a very glorious thing. Instead, they were afraid.
在胜利的时刻里头，更应该是高歌的。
And in your victory, you should sing songs.
但是这些门徒他们却是悲伤的。
But these disciples, they were filled with sorrow.
因为他们所认识的，他们的认知呢，是错误的。
Because they had the wrong understanding.
所以今天我们做一个基督徒，对应该有的认识啊，我们要真的去认识啊，去认识而且相信。
And so as a Christian today, we should truly understand and know the truth.
当时的很多的门徒，他们所认知的、所认识的是，还只是存留在这个地上。
And so what the disciples knew at the time.Only remained for those things on this earth.
这些门徒在当时都是犹太人。
At the time, all the disciples were Jews.
所以他们的认知就是这个犹太民族，这个以色列国。
And so their understanding was limited within the Jewish society.
当主耶稣行神迹的时候，有好多的人，他们要立耶稣作王。
When Jesus performed miracles, a lot of people wanted to crown him as king.
当然这些都是犹太人。
And of course, these were all Jewish people.
他们希望主耶稣在地上来建立一个国家，一个势力。
And they wanted Jesus to establish a kingdom on this earth.
但是现在耶稣被钉十字架，耶稣死了，放在坟墓里。
But now Jesus had been nailed to the cross, and he had died in the tomb.
所以在他们的认知里头并没有那个所谓的得胜。
And so in their understanding, this was not a very victorious thing.
因为他们怀疑着耶稣的复活。
Because they doubted the resurrection of Jesus.
他们的认知需要提升到属灵的事情，天上的国。
And so their understanding needed to be elevated to the spiritual things in heaven.
我们一个基督徒，我们也常常在应该欢呼、应该喜乐的时候却没有。
And as a Christian, sometimes we may not be very happy when we should be.
很有可能也是我们的认识跟门徒一样。
And it may be because our understanding is like that of the disciples.
哦，这就是为什么我们常常借着读经、聚会、灵修来提升我们这个属灵的看见。
And so that is why we need to elevate our spiritual sight through self-cultivation and also through reading the Bible and attending services.
主耶稣他主动的来亲近这些门徒。
Jesus himself, he approached these disciples.
主耶稣的复活并没有让他跟门徒远离了。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ did not allow Jesus to draw further away from his disciples.
主耶稣的复活得胜并没有改变了他过去对门徒的那一种亲切。
And the victory through the resurrection of Jesus Christ did not change that familiar feeling that he had with his disciples.
主耶稣传福音的时候，他常常是主动的来就近人们。
And when Jesus was preaching, he was very proactive in approaching others.
他常常刻意的来让一些人来遇见他。
And many times he deliberately wanted people to meet him.
在约翰福音第四章，主耶稣主动的去跟那个撒玛利亚的妇人的那位妇女来讲话。
In John chapter 4, Jesus approached the Samaritan woman and talked to her.
在约翰福音第五章，主耶稣主动的到那个患了三十八年的那个病患的面前来跟他谈话。
In John chapter 5, it records that Jesus approached the man who had been sick for 38 years.
主耶稣主动的来提供给人们这个答案跟方法。
Jesus gave people answers and solutions.
他问那个病了三十八年的人说，你要得着痊愈吗？
He said to the person who had been sick for 38 years, do you want to gain everything?
他对那个瞎眼的说，你要得看见吗？
He said to the blind, do you wish to regain your sight?
复活的基督跟过去一样，是这么主动，这么亲切的来就近人。
And the risen Christ is like before, he is approachable and he approaches people himself.
所以主耶稣他在这个路上跟这两个门徒来同行。
So Jesus, he walked along with his disciples as they returned home.
再来，这个复活的基督，他是关心在意人们的问题的基督。
And this risen Christ is a Christ who cares about the people.
我们请看路加福音二十四章十六节。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 24, verse 16.
十六节只是他们的眼睛迷糊了。
Verse 16, but they were kept from recognizing him.
十七节，耶稣对他们说，你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事呢？他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。
Verse 17, he asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast.
复活的基督仍然像过去一样。
The risen Christ is like the Jesus Christ in the past.
主耶稣传福音的时候，他也常常问人说，你要我为你做什么？
When Jesus was preaching, he often asked others, "What can I do for you?"
对这两个面带着愁容的人，主耶稣询问他们说，你们在谈什么？
And to these two people who had downcast faces, he asked them, "What are you discussing?"
主耶稣也是在关心他们，你们为什么脸上带着愁容呢？
So Jesus was concerned about him, about why they had downcast faces.
当然，复活的主耶稣跟过去一样，他认识每一个人，他知道人心中所存的是什么。
And of course, the risen Christ is like the Christ in the past. He knows each one of us, and he knows our hearts.
复活的主耶稣跟过去一样，他知道每一个人的需要。
And as in the past, the risen Christ knows the needs of every one of us.
他知道，但是他却刻意地问他们，你们在谈论什么？你们为什么忧愁？
He knew, but he still wanted to ask them why their faces were downcast.
主耶稣让这两个人来讲出来。
And Jesus wanted these two people to tell him.
其实这是一个很大的爱，一件很重要的事情。
And this is actually a very important matter, and it is an act of love.
有时候我们会发现说，有话没有地方讲。
Many times we feel like we have something to say, but we have nowhere or no one to talk to.
有人会跟你讲，你再讲还是这些话，我已经听腻了。
And some people may be very tired because we keep talking about the same things.
有人会对你讲，你讲的跟做的是差那么多，我不愿意听了。
And some people may say that what you say and what you do are very different, so I don't want to listen to you anymore.
有人会对我们讲说，你讲的那些都只是理想，是不实际的。
And some people may say that what we speak of are very unrealistic.
总之，真的有时候要讲没地方讲。
And so it is true that sometimes you want to talk, but we have no one to talk to.
那也常常能够将憋在心里的话来讲出来，那是一个很好的感受。
And it is a great feeling to be able to speak what is in our hearts.
这个讲出来跟哭出来常常有同样的意思。
And there is a similar meaning in being able to talk out loud and being able to cry.
有时候能够哭出来，眼泪流出来，其实也是非常的非常好的一种感觉。
And sometimes it is also a very great feeling to be able to weep out loud.
所以主耶稣他愿意来聆听。
So Jesus is willing to listen.
有时候在按手祷告的时候，看到有的人其实他是可以哭，这个很坦然的哭，但是他却是强忍着。
And often when we are laying hands on people when they pray, we see that some people they should pray, but then they keep it within.
其实在主耶稣的面前，主耶稣就是说，你讲出来，你放声的哭，没有关系。
But in front of Jesus, he said that we can talk and we can say what we want and weep in front of him.
真的讲出来了，哭出来了。心中很多的重担啊，也就减轻了，甚至没有了。
And so the burdens of our heart can be lightened when we are able to speak out loud and to cry out loud.
这是复活的主耶稣基督。
And this is the risen Christ.
因为他关心，他很在意我们所遭遇的问题。
Because he was very concerned and he cared about what we encountered.
请看诗篇六十二篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 62.
诗篇六十二篇第八节。
Psalm 62 verse 8。
第八节，你们众民当时时依靠他，在他面前倾心吐意，神是我们的避难所。
Verse 8, trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge.
在这里，大卫他邀请大家说，我们在神的面前来倾心吐意。
And here, David invited all of us to pour out our hearts before God.
圣经有很多的这些古圣徒啊，他们就是在神的面前来倾心吐意。
And there are many old saints in the Bible who are able to pour out their hearts before God.
让他们心中的这些苦恼、这些忧愁，来向天上的神来倾诉。
And they were able to tell God about all these sorrowful things that they had in their hearts.
他们放下了心中的压在心中的重担。
And they were able to put down the burden in their hearts.
不但这样子，他们蒙神的垂听。
Not only this, but God listened to their prayers.
所以主耶稣问这两个人说，你们在谈什么？
So Jesus asked these two disciples, what are you discussing?
将你们的怀疑，将你们的困难给讲出来。
Tell me about your doubts and your difficulties.
这两个人的问题就在于他们还是想着主耶稣是死了。
And the problem that these two disciples had was that they thought that Jesus had died.
那事实上主耶稣是真的复活了。
that in reality Jesus had resurrected.
哦，所以对一件事情、对一个人的那一个认知，真的影响到我们的想法、我们的生活、我们的方向。
So our understanding of a person or a situation can greatly affect the direction in our life.
他们认为耶稣死了。
They thought that Jesus had died.
所以他们不是留在耶路撒冷，他们是离开耶路撒冷。
And so they left Jerusalem.
他们认为耶稣死了，所以在他们的脸上不是那种得胜的欢乐，而是失败的忧愁。
Because they thought that Jesus had died, their faces were not full of joy, but instead they were filled with sorrow from being defeated.
今天我们来看这一段事情，那我们心中会讲说，其实他们不应该这样沮丧的。
And when we look at the situation, we may say that they shouldn't have reacted that way.
啊，常常我们将自己放在一个不必要的一个状况里头。
Often we place ourselves in a situation that we don't need to be in.
就好像这些门徒，他们不需要在这种沮丧的状况里头。
Just like the disciples, they did not need to be in that situation.
想想看，我们是不是常常也有这样的软弱
？And so we have to think: Do we also have this weakness?
我们常常告诉自己，在祷告里头，我们说。我把这个事情交托给神。
And so we must often tell ourselves that we can entrust these things to God in our prayers.
但是在我们自己的认知里头呢，我们不断的在告诉自己，这个是不会改变的。
But in our own understanding, we have to tell ourselves that these things will not change.
所以虽然我们说交托给神了，但是我们的认知是它不会改变。
And so even though we entrust these things to God, in our own understanding, we think that these things will not change.
所以我们就仍然为这个事情在烦恼、在忧心、在没有办法喜乐。
So we continue to be anxious over such things, and we are no longer filled with joy.
我们虽然说神掌管一切，但是在我们深处的认知里头，常常不是这样子。
And even though we say that God has control over everything, we think differently in our own understanding.
如果神掌管一切，为什么我们心中还会有不快乐呢？
If God controls everything, then why do we not have joy in our hearts?
如果神掌管一切，为什么我们还常常没有真正的平安呢？
If God controls everything, then why do we not have peace in our hearts?
如果神掌管一切，为什么我们还有很多的焦急呢？着急呢？
And if Jesus had control over everything, then why do we have this anxiousness in our hearts?
如果神掌管一切，为什么我们还有很多的忧愁呢？
And if God controls everything, then why do we have the sorrow?
所以，其实我们就像这些门徒一样，他们还没有真正的。来认识的复活的主耶稣像什么
？And so, like the disciples back then, we do not have a true understanding of what Jesus is like.
这些门徒他们应当知道，主耶稣复活了，他活着，他没有改变。
The disciples should have known that the risen Christ had not changed.
今天同样的，我们也应该有这样的完全的认识，我们所拜的主耶稣，他是复活的主耶稣，是活着的主耶稣。
Likewise, today we must have the understanding that this is the risen Christ.
复活的主耶稣，他像什么？
And so what is the risen Christ like?
他是让人心里能够火热的基督。
And he is a Christ that enables people to burn in their hearts.
这些门徒他们的心境是落到了最低点。
And these disciples, their hearts had lowered to a very low point.
他们的心需要再被点燃，再火热起来。
And their hearts needed to be lighted and to be filled with fire.
主耶稣传福音的时候，他总是带给人真正的盼望。
When Jesus preached, he gave people this true hope.
他总是带给人生活里头重新得到力量。
He allowed people to regain strength in their lives.
他总是带给人对生活的热爱。
And he gave people that love and towards their life.
复活的基督，他也是要带给人心里火热。
And the risen Christ, he also wants to bring this fire to people's lives.
请看路加福音二十四章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 24.
路加福音二十四章三十二节。
Luke chapter 24, verse 32.
三十二节，他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
Verse 32, they asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?
这两个人本来在路上，他们也是在谈论着一些事情。
And so these people, they were discussing things on the walk.
但是他们所谈论的并不是主耶稣的复活。
But they were not talking about the resurrection of Christ.
他们是在谈论着耶稣复活之前，钉十字架之前的那些许许多多的事。
They are talking about the events that happened in the past prior to the resurrection of Christ.
本来他们想说他们会留在耶路撒冷来谈论一件更伟大的事情。
They thought that they would stay in Jerusalem to discuss greater matters.
他们有一个期待。
And they had this anticipation.
虽然耶稣被抓了。
And even though Jesus had been captured.
但是他们想，主耶稣如果不愿意被抓，主耶稣是有办法的。
But they thought to themselves, if Jesus was not willing to be captured, then he had a way out.
在过去就有人想要抓主耶稣。
In the past, people had want to capture Jesus.
主耶稣就从他们当中走出去了，离开了。
But Jesus walked out from among them.
他们甚至或许也这样想着，就像那些在十字架下讥笑主耶稣的人，主耶稣从十字架上就下来。
And so it was like the people who mocked Jesus at the bottom of the cross, telling him to jump down.
如果主耶稣愿意的话，他们相信主耶稣是可以从十字架上就下来的。
And they believed that if Jesus was willing, that he could come down from the cross.
他们想象，他们本来期待着，一定有一个非常大的事情，要让他们看见，要彰显在人们的面前。
And so they anticipated seeing a great thing happen in front of everyone.
所以他们也有人是跟主耶稣跟到十字架底下。
And so some people followed Jesus to the cross.
他们要成为那个第一个目击者。
They wanted to be the first witness.
主耶稣从十字架上下来。
Of seeing Jesus come down from the cross.
但是他们所看到的是主耶稣在十字架上断了气。
But instead, they saw that Jesus breathed his last breath on the cross.
所以这个时候，他们认为复活这件事情太大了，所以它是不可能的。
And so at this point of time, they thought that resurrection was too great and it was impossible.
所以我们的信心其实常常也是这么脆弱的。
And so often our faith is just as weak.
我们的信心常常也是这么容易改变的。
And our faith is just as easily changed.
当他们相信主耶稣可以从十字架上下来。
When they believe that Jesus could come down from the cross,
那一种信心是很真实的，而且是很强的。
That faith was very strong and it was very real.
但是现在他们认为从死里复活这个太大了，所以是不可能。
But now they thought that to resurrect from the dead, this was too great and it was impossible.
想想看，很多的时候我们的信心是不是也是这么的容易改变而脆弱？
And so we must think, is our faith also as weak and as easily changed?
我们请参考马可福音第六章。
Let us look in Mark chapter 6.
马可福音第六章五十三节。
Mark chapter 6, verse 53.
既渡过去，来到格尼撒勒地方，就靠了岸。
Verse 53, when they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret and anchored there.
54节，一下船，众人认得是耶稣。
54, as soon as they got out of the boat, people recognized Jesus.
就跑遍那一带地方，听见他在何处，便将有病的人用褥子抬到那里。
55, they ran throughout the whole region and carried the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was.
这是很强的信心。
And so this is a very strong faith.
到处的去传讲，带人到耶稣这里来。
They told everyone in the region and they brought people to Jesus.
哦，这些去带人来的，都是主耶稣的这些，跟随主耶稣的这些门徒。
And the people who brought others to Jesus are all those who had followed Jesus and his disciples.
哦，我们看到的，这，那是真实的，那是真实的，那么强，那么大的信心。
And so we see that they had this really great faith.
啊，但是现在，他们的信心却变得是这么的软弱。
But now their faith was greatly weakened.
啊，很有可能在过去，他们为什么敢把这个病人带到耶稣这里？
And in the past, why were they able to bring these sick men to Jesus?
他们不认为这是对主耶稣来讲，这不是什么大的事情。
They did not think that this was anything too great for Jesus.
啊，但是现在他们却认为复活这个是太大的事情，所以是不可能。
But now they thought that resurrection was too great and was impossible.
啊，他们需要让他们心里再重新火热起来。
And so they needed to regain that burning heart.
那他们的心如何再火热起来呢？
And so how would their heart be burned?
我们刚才所念的24章32节，主耶稣将他们啊为他们来讲解的圣经。
And so previously, the passage that we read, we see that Jesus, he explained the scriptures to them.
如果我们觉得我们需要有一个我们这冷却的心需要再火热起来。
And if we feel that our hearts have cooled down and that they need to be set on fire again,
我们需要回到圣经。
Then we need to go back to the Bible.
我不晓得，我们每一个人内心的冷淡的层面或许不一样。
And I believe that the degree of coolness of our hearts is different for each one of us.
啊，但是无论如何，要让心里火热起来，我们要回到圣经。
But no matter what, for us to regain a burning heart, we need to return to the Bible.
那我们请再看路加福音24章40节。
Let us turn back to Luke chapter 24, verse 40.
四十节，主耶稣说了这话，就把手和脚给他们看。
Verse 40, when he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet.
啊，主耶稣让他们看主耶稣的手脚。
Jesus showed them his hands and feet.
啊，主耶稣的手脚有钉十字架的伤痕。
And the hands and feet of Jesus Christ had the nail marks in them.
啊，他们看主耶稣钉十字架的这个伤痕，让他们心里火热起来。
And when they saw these wounds from the cross, their hearts burned on fire again.
对我们今天来讲，就是我们仰望主耶稣的十字架。
And today, for us, this is for us to look upon the cross of Jesus.
让主耶稣的爱来激励我们。
To let the love of Christ compel us.
我们心中需要是火热的。
And our hearts need to burn with fire.
这才是有丰富的生命。
And only then can we live a fulfilling life.
有丰盛的生命，我们才能够带来生活形态的改变。
And only when we have a fulfilling life can we bring about change.
啊，当他们心里火热起来，
when their hearts burned with fire,
他们改变了他们的方向。
They were able to change their direction.
啊，他们回到耶路撒冷。
They returned back to Jerusalem.
啊，当他们心里火热起来，
when their hearts burned with fire,
啊，他们生活的形态也改变了。
The attitude towards their life also changed.
他们本来是离开耶路撒冷，离开团契。
Before they left Jerusalem, they left the fellowship of brothers and sisters.
现在他们回耶路撒冷，他们重新跟弟兄姐妹来团契。
But now they return back to Jerusalem to have fellowship with these brothers and sisters.
啊，他们心里火热起来，他们得着了力量。
And so when their hearts regained fire, they regain strength.
今天我们每一个个人，我们需要心里是火热的。
For all of us today, we need our hearts to burn with fire.
我们的家庭需要是火热的。
Our families need to be burning with fire.
我们的教会需要是火热的。
And our church also needs to burn with fire.
对主耶稣火热。
We need to burn with fire to God.
这才能够带来真正生命的丰盛。
And only this can bring about a fulfilling life.
才能够带来真正生活形态的改变。
And only this can bring a change to our lives.
而复活的主耶稣基督，他就是要来让我们心里再火热起来。
And the risen Christ came so that our hearts can burn with fire again.
我们一起唱诗485首。
Let us sing hymn 485.